This is the podcast, a weekly debate by two brothers, Texelly and Gunsilly. Join the discussion on thepodcast.com. That is the words the podcast with an E tacked at the end. Follow the podcast on Twitter as @thepodcast, and don't forget to add the E at the end of that. Now we join our program already in progress.
Episode 72.
Hey, this is Gunn from Washington, D.C.
This is Texelly stuck in the freezer. It is freaking freezing here.
Awesome. Well,
that's why I'm not driving. It's really cold.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk to you about the presidential debate for the Democrats that happened yesterday. Oh, also, it's Martin Luther King Jr.'s memorial holiday today, which. There's a lot of stuff going on in D.C. here today. I just spent time with my wife, and we had a nice day together. But, Martin Luther King Jr. is an important historical figure. If you don't know who it is, you're a bad person. We'll find out.
Baratunde Thurston, who is one of the heads at The Daily Show, worked at The Onion, wrote a hilarious book called How to Be Black. And I tweeted at him today saying, hey, for Martin Luther King Day, I'm finally going to finish your book. And he tweeted me back. So that was my Martin Luther King Day.
Awesome.
Although I only have 2 more hours to finish the book, so I'm very cranky. So far the book is hilarious. Very entertaining book. Highly recommend it. I'll put a link on our show notes. I've got the audio from your recording, so we'll listen to the clip now.
All right.
Hey, this is Gunn from the podcast The Indefensible Middle Ground, and just poured over the Democrat debate. Jiminy Christmas. I really hope the Democrats are waking up and realizing that Hillary is just broken. I really like that Martin O'Malley was there to straight up call her a liar for one of the many lies that she just peddles. She started out with a story that just sounded like a lie, too. She started out with a story talking about her youth minister taking her to a Martin Luther King Jr. Speech, and I remember thinking, oh, that just sounds like a lie. It sounds like she just made that up on the spot. And I really would love it if somebody could, either call me out and say, no, it's not a lie. She totally did that. She, here's a picture of her. If you could do that, mazel tov. Show me the picture, post it on the Facebook forum. I would love to be wrong about this, but it just honestly sounded like she pulled a lie out of her butt right before she walked onto the stage, because she's like, oh, this is a black caucus thing? I should say something about a black guy. Oh, it's Martin Luther King tomorrow? Okay. Well, I'll say a story that I met him when I was a child. Yes, people will think that I was a child at one point. Excellent. What a good idea! Yeah, so that she's just a ridiculous person. At one point, a question was asked to her about blacks' perception in America, African American men. Okay, so let me read the whole part. We understand that a jury will decide whether that police officer was justified, but it plays straight to the fears of many African-American men that their lives are cheap. Is that perception in your view, or is it reality? Now, my grasp on English might not be that great, since it is my second language, the first, of course, being the language spoken in the Tarzan movie, Lord Greystoke. But, I'm pretty sure he just asked her, is it the reality that African-American men's lives are cheap? Which is insanity to ask that. Of course the answer is, it's a perception And the reason why people have that perception needs to be dealt with. People need to come together and realize equality across the board, because no one's life is cheaper than another person's life. That would have been the right answer. What she says, well, sadly, it's reality. So she's saying it is a reality that African American men have cheaper existences. That's how she starts. That's the starting point. And it's heartbreaking and incredibly outraging to see the constant stories of young men like Walter Scott, as you said, who have been killed by police officers. There needs to be a concerted effort to address the systematic racism in our criminal justice system. Now, I don't know if she realized. She may have just tried to say, like, I'm going to agree with you and I'm going to move on. But as you should read some of my old Black Lives Matter posts about how the Black Lives Matter movement in many ways is so demeaning to black people. So I feel like she is just basically admitting her absolute demeaning, pandering point of view there. Moving on to the too big to fail, too big to jail comment, which was just laugh out loud funny. Because Hillary Clinton, the most famous criminal in America at the moment, she is a multi-millionaire. She is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and she is also a criminal. She's done crimes. She's done, like, doesn't need to be judged. We can all see that she's done really, really bad crimes. And the only way that I've been able to explain it to people is, imagine if you're pulled over and a cop says, hey, somebody said that you were smoking weed and selling kiddie porn out of this car. Do you mind if we ask you a few questions and search your vehicle? And if you said back to them, no, I'm going to collect a few things and then show you them, and then you can look at those things and then you'll be satisfied and you're going to walk away. Because that's how you could talk to a police officer if you were Hillary Clinton. And the police officer then says, okay, you collect a few things out of your car, you hand them to the cop, he's flipping through them and then goes, oh, actually some of this stuff is weed and kiddie porn, so can I look at the rest of your car? And at this point you step out of your car, cover your car in gasoline and light it on fire and go, no, it's gone. Which is what Hillary Clinton did with her server. So, and she has now violated a court order. There was a court order to turn over documents. She's in violation of that. Everyone can see that she's a criminal. If you look me in the eyes and say, she's not a criminal, you are either just the biggest believer in Santa Claus on the planet. You still believe the tooth fairy is out there. You're waiting for another tooth to fall out to put it under your pillow. You believe in just all the whimsical fairy tales that a child should, along with Hillary Clinton's innocence. Or you're an intellectually dishonest person. So I enjoyed watching this debate. I thought it was so funny to see that Bernie Sanders brought up the thought of Iran helping out in the situations in the Middle East, and Hillary Clinton, you know, went against him on that, and I thought that was funny because she just praised the Iran deal a few minutes earlier, and also she praised the Iran deal by taking credit for it. And this is a huge thing. Everyone says, oh, she praised this or she praised that, when in fact it wasn't her praising it. It was her literally saying it was something that she accomplished. And the Iran deal is something that happened because of Obama and John Kerry's actions 3 years after Hillary Clinton had been out of any State Department office. And, yeah, she is responsible for it, according to her, because She is a maniac. She is a maniacal, crazy person. When they said, this wasn't in the debate, this is just offhand, when someone mentioned to her about what was going on in Cuba, she took credit for that, too. And the news reported it as, Hillary Clinton approves what the president is doing with relations to Cuba. And the actual quote was along the lines of, oh, I'm glad he's doing the things that we talked about. I suggested this to him long ago. That's not being a fan. That's taking credit for. She was taking credit for something Barack Obama did because she's a crazy, maniacal person. It's delightful to watch a crazy, maniacal person when, you know, like they're on an upswing, they're happy, and they're just trying to entertain. But if they want to run the country, and we've already seen the danger that they can do, because for God's sakes, look at Libya, look at Egypt. That was all her maniacal mess because she is a maniac. Obama gave her a very powerful position as Secretary of State. And her being a maniac really messed up a lot of places. So I really think that we need to take a long, hard look at ourselves and go, what is wrong with us as a country if Hillary Clinton is still polling better than Bernie Sanders or even Handsome O'Malley? Martin O'Malley just looks, he's just so handsome, honestly. Can we admit that? Can we just, you know, as Kanye West would say, as our next president would say, no homo, but he is a handsome fella. I think it's so great that we've reached this point in our society where we are not just trying to elect the handsomest guy. I think that is such a landmark moment. And let's just put politics aside for one moment and say, this is awesome that we are to this point in society where a guy who looks just curmudgeonly and angry like Bernie Sanders can possibly be the presidential nominee because he'll be the first this or the first that, which is the only reason a lot of people tell me they're Hillary supporters, because she'll be the first woman president. But Bernie Sanders is rising the polls because he has political views that people agree with. And, you know, I don't agree with all of them, but more power to the fact that people are looking past looks, which I think is wonderful. Let's just go ahead and end it there. Good to see some actual fire. Bernie Sanders sticking it to Hillary on being a big money wench. O'Malley sticking it to Hillary for lying. You know, Hillary on the defense, which I think is what the world needs. So, good luck. God bless America. Good night.
All right, what did you think of my take there?
Okay, so now that we've listened to the clip, I have to say, for legal purposes, she's not technically a criminal. Criminals have to be, she has to be actually convicted of something.
I covered all of that in my statement saying...
No, hold on. You're stomping on my joke, you jerk face.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Please continue. I'm indignant. So you know.
Okay. She does a whole lot of things that are pre-illegal. She breaks laws before. She breaks the laws that are like common sense laws not to break. You know, the whole email server in her house. There's no current law against building a time machine that would launch a clown back in time to be hung, you know, for treason by the Romans, you know. But she would do that and then go, well, there's no law against that. That would be the argument. It's like, okay, well, technically that's still a form of murder, right? You know, it's still a form of... It's like, yes, but there's no law against that specifically. Okay, yeah, but we can use some of these other laws. Yeah, the whole email server in our house thing drives IT guys like me just up the walls bonkers, because it's you know, that, hey, you know, when we set up a network, we say, here are the rules for the network. You know, this is how our security works. And then somebody plugs their home laptop in and, you know, instantly gives everybody a virus, or, you know, instantly, you know, corrupts. There's horrific viruses right now that encrypt everybody's data and then locks it up and then demands a password. Well, we've had people where they bring their laptop from home because for some reason it wasn't working at home, and they bring it to work, plug it in there, and they encrypt all the work files. And, you know, in this particular case, the person was high enough up in the company, they're not going to lose their job over it, but yeah, bad things, dude. So,
well,
this kind of attitude from her that drives me bonkers. You know, this, it's like, I don't want somebody running the country that thinks they're above the law, or that,
right,
you know, that thinks they're common sense above the law, you know. That's my point, you know.
My point, too, about the, you are looking at it from a tech perspective, which is your job, I understand. But if you completely rule out technology and just look at it from the technical side of things, the top secret side of things, you're not allowed to take top secret documents outside of top secret stuff. And apparently in one of the email interchanges, she's telling someone, hey, if you're sending me something top secret, just remove the top secret. So she's telling people how she can, you know, rationalize not seeing top secret on stuff. She would have aides remove that. Which, if you were not using a computer and just putting whiteout on a document,
just change Iran to Iran. Iron.
Iron butterfly.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah.
I'm a big
fan. Yeah, no, I she could be just doing all this just to, you know, prep herself for her inevitable, you know, street cred for a rap career post.
I still just died laughing at the line, there should be no bank too big to fail and no individual too big to jail. And it's like, oh, have you been watching Orange is the New Black? And you think you're ready to do a stint in the big house? Is that what you're saying? Because you're the only person in the country with crosshairs on them like that. And it is one of those things. Republicans go down for just the dumbest crap. I'm blanking on his name, but the guy who apparently had, he had either a gay lover or, inappropriately messed around with a guy against his will. I don't even know if it's against his will. I can't even say. Who knows? It's a covered up misdeed, and he was getting money out of his bank account, apparently in some sort of illegal way. I don't know how you can get money out of your bank account in a legal way if it's your money, but God knows they found some loophole to arrest this guy for getting money out of his bank account in a illegal way, and then they found out that it was for some sort of hush money situation, and that guy is just a pariah now. And Hillary Clinton has done 4,000 times worse than that. She has, you know, not like a hush money situation for stuff going on, but selling influence. Literally going, hey, you want something good happening for your country? Well, maybe you should donate to the Clinton Foundation. And that's bad. It's a bad thing.
And you know, as we've said time and time again, what we want for our country is for the best candidate to win. And yeah, you know, I do not believe that it's the reality show contestant on the right, and I don't think it's her on the left. And we have a system of checks and balances. You know, libertarian wise, you know, I don't think I agree with a lot of the ways that Bernie would run things. But if the guy could, if you hooked him up to the cattle prod, I believe he believes what he's saying to the corners be, you know? And so our system, our government is a system of checks and balances. You know, he wouldn't be able to topple us and turn us into a communist, you know, dictatorship. And I doubt, we can't imagine them building, you know, in St. Peter for, you know, renaming New York, St. Bernie'sburg Square and building statues. You know, I mean, he doesn't seem the type, you know. He's not a cult of personality type, you know. It's just, it's you know, and we've covered it time and time again. You know, everybody keeps talking about the deficit, the Republicans and Democrats. Nobody talks about where the money is going. The money is going to all the wars we're funding. We're just paying a lot of money for all these wars.
And I have to interject with my bit. The money is going to deficit spending, or sorry, surplus spending. Oh, it's in our budget. It's in our budget. It's in our budget. We have to. It's in our budget. We have to do it. It's in our budget. It's like, okay, you can if you can do your job under budget, do your job under budget. Yeah. But they won't give us the same amount of money next year. You don't. The money doesn't exist. No one's giving you the money. The money doesn't exist. It's all just smoke and mirrors. So do your job.
It's not even money because we're in massive debt, you know.
Do your job under budget, government.
I have massive debt. I don't buy a four wheeler, drive it around, and then set it on fire every weekend because I have debt. You know.
And the government does not even figuratively that. They actually do that. That's one of the things that we do. We buy vehicles that we don't need because it's in the budget. We have to do it in the budget. So
sorry,
yeah,
you have to follow Deadmau5's, you know, the electronic and music guy's Instagram feed, because that's basically every weekend for that guy. I really just want to trade lives with him for just 3 weekends. That's all I want.
Is he always wearing that weekends. Hat or helmet or head thing?
No. Usually it's him shooting the pictures, so you don't see him. You just usually see his just insanely smoking hot wife and buddies out there ripping up the Canadian wilderness in SUVs or ATVs.
Well, that just sounds like a wonderful way to live.
Yeah, it really is.
So, did you like my last piece there about how Bernie, the success of Bernie Sanders, and the negative success of Martin O'Malley just goes to show, like, how far we've come along in society, where people aren't just going, oh, my goodness, the handsome guy with the chiseled jaw, I have to vote for him. Like, that's what America was for a while.
I mean, there's a novelty factor, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, it was interesting when you had Ronald Reagan. Well, I'm old enough to remember when Ronald Reagan ran for president. It's like, oh, an actor, you know, he's an actor. He's going to be running for the White House. Holy crap, I'm old. Anyway, but, you know, that was a novelty factor. You know, yeah. And the country didn't fall apart in those first 4 years. You know, so when the next election cycle rolled around, you know, people were like, place didn't burn down the last 4 years.
I just remember being so depressed back in 2004, I think it was, when people are talking about how, George Bush is this tall and John Kerry is that tall, and, well, you know, historically, the tallest one always wins. And it's like, the fact that they were even discussing that on the news depressed me. I was like, I cannot believe that the news anchor would say that as if it was something worth saying on the freaking news.
The interesting thing is, and this goes to data mining, you know, there are numbers that completely control our lives or reveal things about our lives. Target, one time, you know, they could figure out who was pregnant by their purchasing habits. And so women that, you know, tripled their amount of moisturizing purchases knew that they were pregnant. You know, they knew the lady was pregnant, so then they'd send a you know, hey, now that you're expecting, here's a, you know, here's coupons for diapers and, you know, diaper bags and everything you're going to need for, you know, prenatal vitamins, all that stuff. So there's, you know, dad's flipping through his daughter's mail and, you know, sees, you know, Target's like, hey, now that you're expecting, and flips his lid, you know, rails at the company, like, how dare you send my daughter this? She's not pregnant. Well, turns out she's pregnant. She'd been hiding it. You know, the numbers showed it. They were right. So now Target learned the lesson. So what they do is they send you a thing going, hey, you know, expectant moms, here's stuff you might like. Oh, also, here's mowers and leaf blowers and, you know, other random stuff. Let's just hide a little bit of noise here, but, you know, put enough stuff for the expectant mother that we know is actually there. You know, so there's numbers that reveal more about you. There's a number that shows whether or not you're going to have an affair on your wife. If you earn 70% more and your wife earns, I'm sorry, if your wife earns 70% more than you do, there's a higher chance that you're going to have an affair. You know, there are numbers that just show it's not everybody, you know, this is not a guarantee, but it's just, you know, it's just, you know, the numbers game. It's
right.
Statistics. And so, yeah, and so it's an interesting thing, but it's also the numbers, you know, don't always play out. John Kerry didn't win.
Right.
Well, or, you know, John Kerry won the popular election, but didn't get the, you know.
But no, that was Al Gore.
Al Gore, yeah. I'm sorry, Al Gore didn't win the popular election, won the popular election, but didn't get the, you know, the electoral college.
Yeah. Right. So, well, could I just add to the whole point about her taking credit for the Iran deal was infuriating on a level that I didn't put in there, because the Iran deal makes no sense. The Iran deal opens up a bunch of the Shah's money to go back to Iran just because they pinky swear that they're not doing something they're doing. That doesn't make any sense, because we are not...
If it turned out to be horrible, then hey, she took full and sole credit for it.
Yeah, but that's my point. She's an idiot for taking credit for it, because A, they are not stopping doing all the terrorism that they are presently and have always done. We've just said, hey, will you pinky swear you won't do like bigger terrorism, like with an atom bomb? I mean, we know you're going to keep funding Hezbollah and other terrorism, but we know we can't stop that. And it's like, holy crap, you don't say that. You don't, are you an idiot? You don't say, hey, we know you're going to keep doing the bad stuff, but like, we'll still do this deal with you. Why? Why are you doing a deal with them? Why? There's no logic to doing a deal with a country that is actively supporting destroying you and your allies. That doesn't make any damn sense. And you've just given them billions of dollars. That's billions with a B, billions of dollars that they can now use to fund more terrorism. You know? It's,
yep.
Just as long as it's not a nuclear bomb. I don't know if you know this, but no terrorism, no Islamic terrorism has been done with a nuclear bomb, and it's all been pretty bad. You know? 9/11 wasn't done with a nuclear bomb. San Bernardino shooting wasn't done with a nuclear bomb. Okay? A few billion dollars? That can buy a whole bunch of terrorist attacks. And you don't even need a nuclear bomb for those to be bad. Just ask the people who are affected by them. When a Sunni shrine is blown up in Iraq by Hezbollah, or when rockets are fired into civilian neighborhoods of Israel from Lebanon, by Hezbollah. It's bad. And it doesn't cost billions of dollars. Billions of dollars to buy a lot of that. So why? Why are we supporting this? It doesn't make any damn sense. And the fact that she's going, yeah, this is a good idea. I did that. That was me. I did that. Okay, well, if it was you, you're an idiot. Because it was a stupid thing for Barack Obama and John Kerry to do. Even though she really didn't have anything to do with it. I just like to point out that a bad deal is a bad deal. It would be basically like before World War II was over, if we just went over there and was like, hey, we made friends with Hitler, and we're going to give him a whole bunch of the money that the Swiss were holding for him during the war. Like, he couldn't get to it because of the war, but we're going to go ahead and give him back that stuff because, we're going to be friends now just because. But he's still going to keep doing all the bad stuff that he does. Would that make any sense? Tech, would that make any sense for us to do?
No.
At the end of World War II. You do not think that would make sense? Well, Obama does.
Yeah. All right. Well, I gotta wrap up for tonight because it's late and this freezer is cold.
All right. Well, remember, don't keep the door open to the freezer all night. Don't keep the door of the freezer open all night long, or the light will burn out.
Exactly. Holy crap! It's cold here.
All right. Talk to you later, brother.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Podcast over, in 3, 2, 1, wait a minute, we've lost communications with Major Tom, this is ground control, come in Major Tom.